KOFM with David and Tanya at 6 to 7 this Wednesday morning. It's amazing how some of the best things in life began with a little beer, a little chat, and then they, from a little acorn does a big tree grow. But Todd Barry is a motorcycle rider from Booragul who's got a great story to tell.
G'day, Todd.
G'day, Tanya. How are you?
Very well. Now, we've caught you in Alice Springs. Now, take us back. You and your mate Simon Buckley were sitting around and decided to ride your motorbikes, but not just, you know, from here to Bulladealer for a nice day out. You're going on a 10-month round-the-world journey. Why?
Well, we basically, we sat down and wanted to talk about it. Simon planned this about 2 years ago, and he wanted a big adventure. Mm-hmm. And he planned this for a couple of years, and then he asked me about 18 months ago if I was keen to come along, and of course I said, yeah, why not? And yeah, so we've been in the planning, and yeah, it's just, as I said, it's a big adventure. It was the whole idea behind it.
It's a huge adventure, but you're not just doing it for yourself. You're not just doing it to see the world, are you?
No, that's right. No, basically, we wanted a good reason to do it for, and you know, these days there's a lot of coverage for women's health, and there's a lot done for it because women are very proactive in that, with their health.
Yeah.
But for guys, you know, there's not a lot out there. Not so many people doing things for it, and you know, there's not a lot of word out there and people talking about it. So we thought, hey, we'll give them a good reason.
And you're doing it for prostate cancer.
That's correct. Yeah. So we thought prostate cancer, it's the second biggest killer in men to lung cancer. So yep. We thought, you know, it's probably a good one to focus on.
And so is that what you're doing, Todd? You and Simon, when you kind of hit towns, are you trying to link up with the local media and talk about why you're doing it and give the whole prostate cancer a bit of a light shining on it?
Yeah, well, basically, the idea behind it is that people talk about what we're doing. When we get in the media, people say, oh, you heard about those two, you know, the two crazy Aussie guys riding around the world. And we use that through the cancer organisations, the prostate cancer organisations, as a way to attract people to meetings and stuff like that. But when we're not working with them directly, we're basically approaching all the TV stations, the radios, the newspapers, and saying, hey, this is what we're doing, this is where we are, we're in your town, come around, have a chat, and that's how we get into the media.
And you're going to go around the world doing this. I mean, you just started now here in Australia, but you are literally going to go to take your message right around the world.
Yep, that's correct. I mean, there are some of the countries that we're going to go to where the main issue that they have at the moment is just surviving.
Yes.
Where, you know, we're not really expecting to have an impact on prostate cancer in those countries, but those countries are all part of the story. And then, of course, you know, your Western-type countries, you know, there's a lot of media and a lot of following in health issues and stuff like that where we will have an impact.
All right, Todd, two questions before we let you go. One, how are you affording it? And two, what did your family say when you said, see you in 10 months?
Well, my mum said, no, you can't go.
Yeah.
that's expected. All mums say that.
Yeah. I mean, were you both working? Because you would have both had to have had time off work.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm an interstate truck driver and I had to work pretty hard for that one.
Yes.
I also had less time to prepare for this one.
Yep.
But basically, you know, through our own savings and, of course, the good old loan from the bank manager, so I'll be paying that one off when I get back. But
good on you. It's an amazing journey. Two mates on their bikes, kind of like you and McGregor. And are you doing any videoing while you're away?
Yeah, we both have helmet cams for our bikes and we're carrying a high-definition camera to hopefully at the end we want to put together a DVD as our way of doing a bit of fundraising for prostate cancer as well.
That'd be tremendous. We wish you the very best of luck and we're going to keep in touch with you, see how you go, okay?
No worries. Thanks very much.
And if you want to follow Todd and Simon, you can go to riderrightround.com. That's riderrightround.com. Good on you.
$1,000 minute after this.